Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like Flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Help! My family's having a big reunion and we need some fresh summer styles to dress to impress.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 75% off clearance with tees and tanks from just $2.99 and shorts from just $4.99.
Up to 75% off clearance? Time to have a reunion with our style.
That's right. Plus, all Old Navy active is on sale up to 50% off. Grab tops from $7 for adults, $5 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
My immediate family is going to Old Navy immediately.
High Fashion. Old Navy. Valid 7/16 to 7/22. Active excludes in-store clearance.
Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out, the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant Flood to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Wendell Carter Jr. joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I think it's very important, you know, repetition and consistency, in my opinion, are the two very important things to survive in this league. So, you know, you can be a hard worker, but, you know, if you do it every single day and you're dedicated to it, I mean, I think you'll be one, you will be the best player that you can possibly be.
What were conversations with you and teams about your defense? What did you learn about playing zone versus playing man that you're going to have to play in the NBA?
In zone, the only thing I perfected was my verticality. You know, I was kind of just standing in the middle the whole time, but, you know, I didn't lose, in my opinion, anything on the defensive end from going to zone.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning Score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Offers expire 7/31/18.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment of the show is brought to you by USAA Life Insurance Company. Today is the day to get USAA Life Insurance provided by USAA Life Insurance Company. San Antonio, Texas, subject to state availability, issues, limitations, and contract terms and conditions. Visit USAA.com.
Mully and Hanley on The Score. Joe Ostrowski, Barry Rosner with you for a final segment here, taking you up to Bernstein and McKnight. Little change in the schedule. We will have Sean Frazier from NIU on tomorrow morning. As we talk about the Huskies, they had their Chicago Media Football Day yesterday. They got a brutal schedule, but the Huskies are aggressive. Trying to make some things happen. We'll talk to him tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we'll talk to him tomorrow. But it's also the state of college football. If you're not in one of those big conferences, this is how you have to go about it. And even then, you're still not going to be recognized in the playoff.
It's very cool, though, what he's trying to do at NIU under some difficult circumstances, not just Illinois budget cuts, but trying to be really aggressive. He's a very popular guy. You notice that every time
there are AD openings around the country, his name's at the top of the list. So he could he had several chances to leave already. He's
people like you get very nervous.
It does make me very nervous.
Stay away.
I do. Yeah, stay away from my guy. Stay away from my guy. Leave him right there. We are hoping to catch up shortly, though, with Nota Begay from NBC Sports and the Golf Channel. He is, of course, at the Open Championship and is part of the Golf Channel and NBC coverage from Carnoustie. He is best buds with Tiger Woods, former Stanford teammates. They know each other quite well, so we hope to get him on the air shortly.
And, Tiger tees off this afternoon.
I think we'll both be watching that. I saw him on the range earlier. He may already be on the golf course.
Is he?
He might be.
Okay.
Hey, it's Tiger.
This is the one, Roz. What would you settle for as a big fan of Tiger Woods?
Sorry, he is not yet on the golf course. I apologize. So I'm walking to the range. Sorry, go ahead.
What would you settle for? What would you be pleased with? A performance out of Tiger. What are you looking for?
This weekend.
Yes.
I think a top 10 would be great.
Ooh, that's a lot.
I mean, I think what's that? That's a lock?
No, a lot.
A lot.
A big ask.
You and I have talked about this many, many times because you are always probing me for golf information and frankly, just probing me in general.
Betting information,
and,
really.
I think if you look at it from the perspective of where he started the season, which was not having played for 4 years, with spinal fusion, from which no one had come back to play competitive PGA Tour golf in something like 3 or 4 decades, and new clubs, and a new ball, and a new swing, and since the beginning of the year, has changed out his driver shaft, has changed his irons, has changed out his wedges, and now has changed out his putter, and yet has been competitive. I think it's really remarkable. It has far exceeded what I thought was humanly possible. But about a month ago, I said to you, I think he has a chance at the Open Championship. This was before the U.S. Open, and I didn't think he could compete at the U.S. Open because he can't hit fairways. But he's the greatest iron player of all time, and at the Open Championship, especially with fairways baked out like this,
yeah,
he can hit his 2-iron off of every tee, get great rollout, and with his iron game, he could absolutely compete here. So I think he will compete here. And I think he could win? Yes, I honestly think he could win, which is shocking considering where we were 7 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, 20-1 odds are not fair, but he is in the mix. And he had mentioned it, I believe it was yesterday. He said, you know, of all the majors, this is the one that I could win. And he's right. And when you say just baked out, you're going to see guys that don't even pull out driver this week if you haven't watched any coverage this week. Because it brings everybody into play. It's not just about the Bombers this weekend. And this is why over in recent years you've seen older guys win the tournament.
So right now it's time to go out to the Score Hotline where we're joined by Nota Begay. He is a Golf Channel analyst. You can see him on NBC Sports and the Golf Channel coverage live from the Open at Carnoustie today. You can follow him on Twitter at Nota Begay 3, and it's our pleasure to welcome in on the Score right now. Hey, Nota, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. It's fun to be out here in Scotland at Carnoustie, and we got a golf course that is putting up a good fight right now.
Nota, what is the difference between the prototype 2-iron that Tiger's been messing around with and threw in his bag for this week as opposed to what he was playing before?
Well, that particular club has been the one that's probably changed the most over the last couple years. He's gone from a 2-iron to a modified driving iron, back to a 5-wood, back to a driving iron, and now to this version, which it has a slightly smaller head than a standard 2-iron, so it's a little bit more closer in size to a 3-iron. His 3-iron head, it's got a little bit more weight in it, which allows him to put a graphite shaft in, which sort of gives him more options as far as setup's concerned. And he really hits it on a nice flat trajectory, and it's truly a driving iron. It's not something that you would see in the bag sort of week in, week out, but maybe something that is specifically set up to give them a little bit of variety off the tee this week.
No, I don't know where you started the year, but I just explained, and I won't go through it all again, that while I believe that if Tiger stays healthy, he'll absolutely win majors again, I'm just stunned that 7 months into this, we're at a point where I believe he could actually win this weekend. I don't know if he will, but I'm stunned that we're here, given everything that he's been through this fast. You know him better than anybody. How surprised are you that he's made this much progress in his game this quickly?
Well, it's great to hear your perspective. Not many people in our side of the industry in the media sort of have given him enough time to sort of get acclimated to how his body was moving and where his game was at. I think we all expected him to come back and to win and to dominate and do all the things that we're used to, but it's been a tough road back. There's been a lot of moving parts, and first and foremost, just trying to figure out how the fusion was going to affect his motion, his strength, how he could come and impact the ball, how much he could practice, how much he was able to train. So once he got a better understanding of how that was going to work, then it was trying to put back the pieces of his game. And we've seen certain parts come back faster and other parts not so fast. And now he's at a place where he's having the same struggles as a lot of other top players. I mean, we see Jordan Spieth from time to time struggling with his putting, and other players struggling with elements of their game. So he's kind of in that bunch where on any given week, if a couple things fall in place, he could win. And this is one of those weeks. This course sets up really well for him.
No, when you look at some of the top names in previewing this week, so much time on DJ and Justin Rose for good reason, Rory, Spieth, guys like Rahm and JT. But even after back-to-back U.S. Opens, we kind of just continue to skip Brooks Koepka. He doesn't come top of mind right away. Why do you think that is?
I don't think he had that ascendance to the top of golf like the other guys did. So Brooks went by way of the European Tour. So he left the United States and committed to playing the equivalent of the web.com, but in Europe. It's called the European Challenge Tour, and he went out there, he won, he was promoted to the main European Tour stage, and that's where he sort of developed his game, and nobody knew what he was doing or where he was doing as far as the American media was concerned. We were focused on Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth. Those are the guys in that class, in that age group, that were sort of getting all of the attention. And so when Brooks came over, he had just won the Turkish Airlines Open, and he came over and he won the Waste Management Open in Phoenix. And I don't know how much more you can do to become a household name in the United States, but he certainly deserves to be in every single one of those conversations now. And I hope that we recognize that from the golf side and start giving him his due.
Noto, what changed for you when you saw Carnoustie and saw how baked out everything was? Did it bring into play in your mind maybe guys like Zach Johnson or Mark Leishman? Do you start considering former Webb guys who have had great years on tour like Bo Hostler? Does it open the door to 50 more guys than maybe you would have thought of? Or do you stay inside basically the top 20 in the world?
Well, that's a great observation. I think it opened the door to maybe another dozen players that legitimately could come in and piece together a dream week and win the Open Championship. It brought to mind guys like Kevin Na, Brian Harman. Again, you mentioned Zach Johnson, just guys that are going to look at not having to hit 350-yard drives as an advantage that works in their favor. Guys that are going to look at going out there and grinding it out and having to get up and down from some pretty difficult places, and the golf course really presenting some very tough mental challenges. You've already seen it's taken a chunk out of some of these players who are unable to navigate the course earlier today, and you're going to see some more this afternoon. So it requires a lot of patience, and you have to be very strategic. Jordan Spieth you know, stepped on the 14th tee, he was 3 under. He walked off 16 green, he was even par. So it can happen that fast.
Over the last few years at the majors, you've seen so many young guys, young 20s, go out and win. But at the Open Championship, it's been guys in their late 30s lately that have won. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's primarily because distance is not a huge asset here. I mean, in the United States, the conditions are usually a bit softer, a lot more predictable. Over here, it's very firm, it's fast, and you get a lot of unpredictable bounces. And so being able to place your ball in certain spots and really navigate your way around what Frank Nabilo earlier today called an obstacle course, I mean, just staying out of these fairway bunkers, I think, is the biggest, one of the biggest priorities out here. If you can do that, you're certainly going to have a better chance of taking advantage of some of the scoring holes. But I've already seen players plug in the bunkers, have to play out sideways. Satoshi Kodaira of Japan, one of the top players in Japan, won. He won on the PGA Tour this year. On the very first hole, had to play out sideways and couldn't even get out of the bunker. So he had, and he wasn't trying to get out of the bunker. He was trying to hit it sideways in the bunker to set up the next shot so he could actually play out of the bunker. So it's a tournament that I think is interesting to watch for viewers in America, because you're going to see so many different shots that you wouldn't see in the United States.
Yeah, we're so used to bomb and gouge. And I noticed already, as you watch the groups, some of the longer guys go ahead and fire in with their drivers, and some of the shorter guys take an iron to play it safe, stay out of those pot bunkers. Is there someone in particular that jumps out to you that you thought maybe didn't have a chance that suddenly jumped into your top five in your mind because of what you've seen, because of the fescue not being particularly imposing, or because of the way the fairways are running?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think you should just look right at the top of the leaderboard. Somebody who hasn't played well in the last 3 or 4 months, and Kevin Kisner. And, you know, I talked to him in the latter part of his round today. I followed him the last 3 or 4 holes. And he just said, I just started making putts today. I mean, that was really the difference. And boy, oh boy, did he ever. I think he went around in 22 putts, which is nothing on this golf course. And he eagled the 14th hole and just made 3 critical and huge big-time putts on the 16th, 17th, and 18th holes, all of them to save par. I mean, he could have very easily walked off the 18th green at 2 under with a solid start headed into Friday, but instead he walked off with the lead, and I'm not sure if he still has the lead, but he's one of those guys that nobody had circled on their short list of potential winners that now has played himself into contention.
You can follow him today. Live coverage continues until 3 p.m. on the Golf Channel. He's Noda Begay from NBC Sports. Noda, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the tournament. Get out on the course and enjoy being in short sleeves today, huh?
I really am. It's mighty warm here for Scotland. Thank you.
Thank you. Noda Begay Jr. Noda Begay III, excuse me, from NBC Sports and the Golf Channel. You can follow him on Twitter at Noda Begay III. I'm looking forward to
about 25 minutes away.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of today's coverage. Yeah. All right, Joe, when we come back, it's Transition with Bernstein and McKnight on Mully and Hanley on the Score.
This segment was brought to you by Subway. Wrap your hands around Subway restaurant savory rotisserie-style chicken, Caesar signature wrap. Enjoy tender rotisserie-style chicken topped off with savory Caesar sauce fit for an emperor. Try one today at Subway, limited time only at participating restaurants.
Cubs fans, listen to every Cubs game here.
Reyes drives one in the air to right field. It's deep. It's back toward the right center field fence. Reyes is there. That ball is gone. 3-run homer, Javier Baez.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago.
They've reached the high fashion hotline.
Help! My family's having a big reunion and we need some fresh summer styles to dress to impress.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 75% off clearance with tees and tanks from just $2.99 and shorts from just $4.99.
Up to 75% off clearance? Time to have a reunion with our style.
That's right. Plus, all Old Navy active is on sale up to 50% off. Grab tops from $7 for adults, $5 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
My immediate family is going to Old Navy immediately.
High fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 7/16 to 7/22. Active excludes in-store clearance.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments.